Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7:36, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, the Irish women's rugby team are going really well at the Women's Rugby World Cup. They've qualified for the quarterfinals, beat Spain 43-27 yesterday, ran in 7 tries, going really well in terms of results, but maybe a bit of spotlight on the defensive work yesterday, under a lot of pressure at times against Spain, who they were always favourites to beat. Certainly a lot of work to do ahead of the final pool game against New Zealand. That'll decide top spot, but the win is huge and it sees this Irish team qualify for the last 8 of the competition. Michael Corkins was speaking to Grace Moore.
We learned a lot from this game. Like, there was moments where, you know, we really need to turn the switch. We really can't afford to let them in like that. Concede easy tries, and, you know, we'll learn a lot of lessons from that. I'm proud of the girls. We stuck in there and we grinded it out. You know, we didn't want to concede that try at the end of the game, but there's lots of lessons to learn from the game.
When you look at the final score, I mean, you know, credit to Spain for the kind of the questions and the effort they put in, to be fair about it. But I guess from an Ireland point of view, it's probably better that you learn about these things that need to be improved upon today rather than further down the track.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, we don't want to get to next week or later down the line and only be learning those lessons then and not know how to solve them. But I do commend the girls that we came back in at times after the purple patches and we really did show up. Like, we really did turn the nail at points, but we just need to be more clinical and we can't take the foot off the pedal.
Shamrock Rovers beat Drogheda United 2-1 in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division last night. Matt Healy and Josh Honahan with the goals there. Rovers now 9 points clear at the top of the table. Drogheda 5th, but remain in the hunt for the European places. Kevin Doherty is the Drogheda manager and he's been speaking to John Kenny.
Third best team in the league. We've had 3-2-1 losses against them this year, which shows you how far we've come. But we're disappointed that we didn't take some, because I thought we, even though Rovers obviously dominate at times in the ball, they do that every week. They did it against the team the other night. I thought they were brilliant. Rovers. I'm not a Rovers fan boy now, but I just thought they were so much better than that Portuguese team, which shows you, you know, how far they've come, how the league come, because we're again competing with them. Not quite there yet, obviously, but I thought in that game we competed with them well.
Sure. I saw you against Bose a couple of weeks ago and you were buzzing and there was a lot of movement and I think the first half seems to be stale. Did you feel it was just because of the wind? Against Bose away and you were busy and buzzy and it just seemed like a different kind of more flat performance in the first half, was it?
Very, very, they're completely different games as well.
Yeah.
Like it's a fair different way of playing against Bose than it is against Rovers, and like it'll be against Derry and it'll be against Rovers the next time at home. But no, as I said, it was very, very difficult in the first half. Like, it was so, so windy. It died down a little bit in the second half and didn't make it easier for us. But the plan is to be in the game. Like, I don't know how many teams have come here and go 1-2 up. Like, you know, mm-hmm. We did actually a few years ago. But it was a very difficult game. As I said, the plan was to be in the game, hopefully nil all even, or we were winning, obviously my score. I'm not sounding negative, like, but it was the same at Bose. So the same plan, but at different players and different systems and everything than the Bose, sort of completely different games.
Yeah. You, just last question for me.
Yeah, that's John there with Kevin Doherty, the Drogheda manager. I'm sure he's looking on at Shamrock Rovers and a little disappointed that his team didn't get to participate in the European competition this time around. Wexford are the All-Ireland Cup winners after beating Bohemians on penalties in the final. The sides finished 1-1 there. Liverpool beat Arsenal 1-0 in the big game of the Premier League yesterday. Dominic Szoboszlai, he scored a brilliant free kick to seal the win there. Absolutely fantastic effort from him. Poor enough game, but that is 3 wins from 3 now for the champions, top of the table, and might even get better for them because the transfer window closes today in the UK. It's been widely reported that Newcastle have agreed to sell Alexander Isak to them for €150 million. Manchester City lost 2-1 to Brighton. Back-to-back defeats for them now. West Ham 3-0 winners against Nottingham Forest there, and Crystal Palace beaten 3-0 Crystal Palace beat Aston Villa by 3-0, and the Villa goalkeeper Martinez, not in the Villa squad, being linked with a move to Manchester United this morning. Celtic and Rangers played out a scoreless draw. Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly claimed the road race title at the Paris Cycling World Championships in Belgium yesterday. The pair won the time trial gold on Friday. Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic and Elena Rakabina, they're among those to qualify for the quarterfinals at the US Open last last night, and Oscar Piastri has won the Dutch Grand Prix. I'll be back with more in an hour.